Blog Talk Radio.
We all have a choice. We can either be sheep or shepherds.
It's going down tonight, son. It's really going down. Mix City, Shogun, Rhyme Scheme, DJ Dan. It's amazing. On the Rise Radio.
Rag City Bitch, City Bitch, Rag City Bitch.
Disrespectful, fraudulent, bitch nigga, you got me pissed.
and all. I understand, but so what if we set this bitch on fire?
What if back on the block and they still hate. Back of the drops like plantation.
This is Shogun of On the Rise Radio. Just released Revolver and the Great One, aka the Grind League. Available on iTunes and Bandcamp with songs Peter and John, Who's Worthy, Hello Ho, History in the Make. This is a must-have. It's that album you've been waiting for. Produced by the Great One, Revolver and the Grind League. Available now. Go get it. It's on a new level.
I said rap talent, Black Maverick, above average, young savage, solid gold like 20 carats. Ain't nobody stopping this movement, we well balanced. Split the haters up into fragments. Who gon' run it like this young in committee? Run to this witty with.
Got a handful of strange fruit, dead from the damn roof. Got a handful of strange fruit.
Now these motherfuckers got tapes to steal skate. Back on the block and they still hate. Back of the drops like a plantation. Hotter than the summer, got me impatient. No jobs, got my men pacing. Mama brandy, make it home before the Lord takes them. Or the law takes them. Nervous all I'm taking eyes, but we watching the late news, clutching the apron. More memories than live bodies. Is it more armed robberies than you and I in colleges? Acknowledge the lost consciousness. The MacBook, Apple White, already been swallowed. I am Patrice. I am the East, outside of Darwin's speech. I rose from the feet of the wise with open eyes. Does the rose ever die? But if God is alive, just told to you and I, so we don't wake up and ride. What if the fly gives nothing but more chains and ropes? They call us dopes, we call it dope. Having no money is broke, really, really none is dead broke. So we dead broke, trying to focus on the good of the shorty. But there was way more stress than fresh parties to go to. Way more trials and good times to go through. Way more schools with old books and bad rules. A handful of strange fruit for the strange union. Too many colors in the union. So they broke up the damn union. They made you booming on Wall Street in the boardroom. We on the stock exchange, me and you. Who you think doing the work to make the tickers move? A color in a number that's a sign to you. New ID on my COB, somehow my fingerprints won't do. Already defining me in the damn moon. A line's in the room, you dying to be living proof. When the news tied up, who coming to get it loose? When the enemy running up with a hand up or lose? Just ransom up for me and you. I was told these things before we wait. When I was just a young lad,
I'd like to take your mind back to the third chapter in the book of Acts.
Yeah.
Two men were walking alone one day, came to a gate where a lame man lay. The man looked at Peter and John.
Something I won't tell you. There's something I've been thinking that your crew should know. Big Pun be the largest thing. Straight out of the project. That's how we roll.
Al Capone, fully blown like Tom Stein, I'm in the zone, sitting on chrome stone, sipping on champagne, rolling ganja up in Bible paper, see how high the lie can take us, through the eyes of Christ, Sean, Elijah, Jacob, I make the kind of green, a hustler dream, busting out the custard cream, Viper custom piped up with the mustard theme, cluster green, Fort Knox and hard, demon medallion, mocking guard, even Italian, see my battalion props abroad, I got the squad overqualified, pulling over carcanized, Range Rover tilted, three wilted hydraulic slide, sparking lag in the clouds and repping my house. Like the voodoo and shouting.
There's something I won't tell you. There's something I've been thinking that your crew should know. Big Pun be the largest thing.
My Desert Eagle cocked back and my tuxedo with my top hat. with you broke motherfuckers, know about that. Looking fat and Mark and Belly, leathered like Fonzarelli, sparking fillies with the guards like Machiavelli. On the celly,
bone bends, chrome rims,
shining like the
stone gems on my gold rings.
I got a stone, twins. I can't begin to tell you the story that sawed me from living poorly to a modern-day Cinderella. I've been a killer and a drug dealer, a bug nigga, but now I'm like Puffy cause money's thicker than blood, player. I'm still a threat, but now I think before I flip. Come on, connects together and figure what's clean as the best for the hit. I get the job done, puns handling business, candlelight dinners, having a toast with the most glamorous bitches. My road to riches was no Christmas, now we blessed with gold Lazarus, it's so expensive, my whole family's religious.
Something I won't tell you. There's something I've been thinking that you're crucial. Big firm, be the largest thing.
Yo, I want it all. You could call me greedy and superficial, long as my crew's official and pulls their pistols soon as I whistle. I'm trying to triple a million and split it three ways. Joe the guard for the clips of myself, that'll be the day. I need a way to get it already. Got the ambition, start the ignition. Watch for the knocks in the Mars expedition. I'm on a mission which requires a higher position. Desire and vision keeps the fire inside of me glistening. I'm infinite like math, so I'm gonna last. But you wanna die all day, bullshit and sitting on your ass. I'm all about cash and the power I stash with the powder that lasts like hitting ass for an hour. Let's get it locked. I wanna watch whip and get it rocked so I can clock holes with the glow that never stops. Forget the cops, we got deserts and Glocks too, ready to rock. Whoever trying to stop a cheddar from stocking forever.
Ooh, there's something I won't tell you. There's something I've been thinking that you're crucial. Become be the largest thing.
Discover a new sense of harmony and unspoiled beauty as your journey into a serene oasis at Mi Casa Day Spa gives you nurturing therapy. We provide relaxation massages, deep tissue, and slim body wraps that rejuvenates your skin and body. A personal specialist will help you create an unforgettable experience. For appointments, call 562-587-8233. That's 562-587-8233.
Are you tired of taking your car to an auto shop only to deal with this?
Sir, what did you do to my car? All I wanted was an oil change.
Well, your Cadillac converter needs to be replaced, so we did an engine overhaul, and we decided to replace all four of your tires.
What?
And we do charge by the hour.
Here at Fantastic, we believe that customers come first, and that means doing the job right the first time with unbeatable low prices, with the state-of-the-art automotive services in brakes, ACs, tune-ups, oil changes, tires, and more. Get an oil change starting at just $12.88 on most cars, and brake specials as low as $89.99. Contact Fantastic Auto Repair at 562-316-5321. That's 562-316-5321. They're located at 21804 Bellshire Avenue in Hawaiian Gardens, California. Come on down to Fantastic Auto Repair, where integrity is our middle name.
Found some money in your center console right there? Mm-hmm, yeah. Finders, keepers, losers, weepers.
What up?
Before you start hating, ask yourself.
Girl, he is doing too much.
AKA Riley Escobar.
Girl, he got money.
I'm glad this phone bit.
Wish you would.
Cause I'll be in the streets, you know?
Said he'd be in the streets, you know? What's every? Hey, this is Shogun in the house, and we're on the Rise Radio. Hey, special edition today is called Celebrity Crush. And hey, let's see if we got our boy Rhyme Schemes in the house. What up?
Man, Rhyme Scheme been here, man. You know how it is when you remote sometimes? You like a subway or something like that, and people take it forever and all that. So, you know, I always been a move. So, I'm here, man. What it do, man? On the Rise Radio.
Yeah, hey, I'm having a good time in this sunny California weather, sitting back, you know, chilling, just a breeze and everything. I'm in the backyard and stuff like that doing the show. We're doing an outside show today.
Oh, man, you got the picnic and everything going on, man. You got You on the trampoline with Michael Jackson and them. You know I'm gonna call you out, man. You on your trampoline with bubbles and all them in the backyard. So I already know Never Leverland and all that. So
right.
That's what you rich actors get.
Oh, nah, ain't no rich here. Hey, but we have some callers that were on, and then they fell off. But we do have one from the 951. Do you want to bring a caller on and talk about this celebrity crush, or hey?
Well, you know what? Let me get into a couple things first, man. So this is On The Rise Radio, baby. Y'all know what it is. Call us up, 516-371-296. You're listening on the phone, or you're listening on the dial. You know, definitely shout out to everybody that came out to On The Rise Magazine release party. Man, and it's all love, man. You know, and yeah, definitely. Celebrity crush, bring a caller on so we can talk about that.
All right, let's go bring it on. What I'm going to do is I'm going to say your first three of your area code and the first three of your number, all right? 951-489. You're on the air. What's up?
Yeah, I'm on the Rise Radio. That's what
I want.
What's up?
What's up? Who we got here?
That is my work.
We got a lot of
man,
background in there. You on the freeway?
That's a super fan, man. That's Dallas, a super fan. What up, Dallas? Now what?
I'm in traffic. If y'all missed that On The Rise magazine release party, y'all was bugging. Y'all, I don't even know. I got to pull out some old words because there ain't no new words to say how crazy that party was. I can't believe it. You shouldn't have missed it, put it that way.
But you come like that because we got that wind blowing. You must be up in the mountains in the Himalayas.
Nah, I had the AC on. I stayed up in here hot, you know, so I can represent, you know.
All right, we appreciate it. We do. We appreciate it much.
So, celebrity crush.
Yeah, we're celebrity crush here.
My wife, she might be listening.
All right, well, speaking into existence.
Let's say Toni Braxton.
Toni Braxton?
Yeah.
Toni Braxton. What's your celebrity crush? I'd like to know. Yeah, I know. I'm like, why? But what about her makes you want her to be your celebrity crush?
I always want her singing in front of me wearing that "You're Making Me High" outfit. Oh my God.
Are you okay?
He took it way back. I thought he was talking about that dress she had on when she was like, "You weren't man enough for me," when she was all doing her moves and everything. I thought you were talking about that type of Toni Braxton.
You're making me high. That's it.
He wants the original Toni Braxton, baby. He wants the short haircut.
Yeah, the one that used to sing like Barry White at one time, and then she started singing like Diana Ross in the next one.
Okay, in the beginning. Well, hey, let's ask Ryan Keys. Who's your celebrity crush?
Man, Ryan Keys a gigolo, man. Ryan Keys got too many of them.
No, is that right?
But you know what? It's funny. I'm gonna give you some of like all colors here. So this is what I'm gonna do. Let me see what I like. So I like Lisa Ray as the Nubian queen, Lisa Ray. Y'all know who Lisa Ray is.
Yep, okay.
She's definitely fly as hell. I like that little light skin, pretty girl sensation thing going on.
Okay.
Then let me see who I like. Who else do I like? I like, I got a lot. I like, you know, as far as the white girl nation, I like Sandra Bullock. I don't know what it is about Sandra Bullock. As she got older, she just like kind of morphed into something different. She kind of morphed into something different, man. That's like out cold when she got older. And then let me see. I'm trying to think of some Latina broads going on. Let me see who I like. You know, I like Jennifer Lopez. Jennifer Lopez is drinking the Fountain of Youth too. So,
all right.
So definitely those are my flavors right there.
All right. Okay. You heard it. You heard it straight from the horse's mouth. Them are celebrity crushes.
Pink.
What's
back that? In the day,
pink.
I said for the white
girls,
back in the day, pink.
Oh, okay. All right. So we got another caller on the phone. Hey, Dallas, now what? Do me a favor. Stay tuned. You hear me?
I'm here.
All right, stay tuned.
So, you on a delay reaction over there or something. What's really going on, man?
Who, me?
You better put some pep in your step.
All right, I'm gonna bring this other caller on. The caller, there's 702-573. Caller in the 702-573. All right, let's see who we got here. 702-573, who we got here?
Jazzy from Las Vegas.
Jazzy?
Yes, from Las Vegas.
Hey, what up? What up? What up? Las Vegas in the house with Jazzy.
Hey, do you know what that sound like? That sound like the London girl on the line. I hear that accent from anywhere.
You remember me, of course.
Oh, listen, man.
I like that laugh. Let me hear it again. Jazzy.
Like that.
What up?
So the topic today, Jazz, we're talking about your celebrity crush. You know what I'm saying? So you better,
really?
I know you're from London. You better not say like Craig David or nobody.
So who's my celebrity crush?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's our topic for today.
Okay. I gotta think about it. Oh, I do have one. You want to know who it is?
Oh, yeah, let us know.
Oh, it's Lorenz Tate.
Lorenz Tate. Oh, okay.
Yeah, I danced with him once in Chicago, and I've liked him ever since then.
Oh, man.
All right.
And Lorenz Tate. If you're listening out there, you got a crush out here in Las Vegas.
Yeah.
So call us up 516-387-1296 so you can be on the other line.
Yep, we call this on the rise hookup.
Oh my God.
The hotline.
You want to talk some shit or you want to get a date?
No, the thing is, he was really nice, actually. Me and some friends were all out hanging out. He was really, really nice. And it's so funny because they thought he was going to ask them to dance with him, but he asked me.
Oh,
wow.
I was like, wow. I'm really tall. Because, you know, I'm 6 foot tall. I'm really tall. And I was like, he's shorter than me. And I'm like, he's not going to ask me. And he did. I was like, absolutely.
So he like him. He like him. He like him tall. He like him tall.
I guess so. Tall and beautiful.
Lorenz Tate, you go, boy.
There you go. You said it. Tall and beautiful. Shut up now. Slap myself.
So we talking about celebrity crush here today. So
she gonna be my
celebrity
crush
today.
She's going to be my celebrity crush with that laugh she got.
Oh, yeah.
You hear that laugh?
So, speaking of celebrity crush.
Yes.
So, speaking of celebrity crush, celebrities, we had the On the Rise magazine release party in Las Vegas at Urban Lounge.
That's right.
Yes.
And I know you was there, Jazzy, the celebrity from London.
I was.
What was your take of the party?
Oh my God, it was amazing. I loved all the talent. I loved very inspirational small speeches. It was very uplifting and really, you know, the anticipation of what's coming up next So I was really excited about it. Like, it was really awesome. I loved it. Lots of energy, a lot of, you know, a lot of, it was really nice. I liked it. Very much so.
Oh,
thank you.
Appreciate
thank
it.
You.
Yeah.
It's only
it
going to get.
It makes you anticipate the next, like, you know, I'm anticipating the next edition because it was so awesome. The party was, like, amazing.
Thank
oh,
you.
Thank you.
Thank
we
you.
Might have the next one in London somewhere.
Yeah. My word. I have to have some tea and stuff with me.
You
do a spot of tea.
Make that happen.
Yeah. We do a spot of tea and go to London.
Absolutely.
Oh,
we
my
have,
God.
We'll have tea and crumpets, of course.
Oh, yes. Gotta have them crumpets.
Oh, my God.
And introduce me to the queen.
Wow. Now, the queen going to throw you out of there. You're not going to be allowed in the United Kingdom ever again.
I'll go mess with that son that's always – I'll go mess with her what's it, grandson that's a bad boy
her
in the game. Yeah.
Oh, my God. Her grandson, that's funny. But no,
yeah.
They're pretty nice. They're pretty nice. They just think that Americans are a bit funny.
Hey, and that's
I think
funny
Americans are a bit funny.
Well, that's like when we went to Canada, and they said, "Oh, you're a real American," because I guess the way I talk and conduct myself
mm-hmm.
in Canada was like, "You're a real American." They just like to talk about it.
You know what it was? Probably with your choice of words, like certain words that you use. And that's how they know you're from America, you know.
Oh.
That's what it was.
Okay.
So it depends on what, like, what do you? So what do you say? Sneakers? Do you say gym shoes? You say what do you say? Basketball shoes? So like certain things that you call, you know, what you call certain things. That's how people know where you're from.
Oh, okay, okay. I should be a celebrity then, because I talk celebrity
yeah.
stuff.
You all celebrities. Well, the key to talk to be the celebrity is just talk a bit slower and just act like, oh, really? Oh, it's amazing. I always say amazing. People always ask me, how are you doing? I'm like, I'm amazing. Oh, I'm just amazing.
Yes, you are. Yes, you are. It's like they say. You hear that laugh, Brian Skeens?
Hey, Ryan Skeens is quiet right now. I'm letting y'all have the flow. I'm letting y'all have the flow. Usually I'm the mouth of the south, but I'm quiet right now.
It's a regular, you know, it's a regular laugh, but I heard it's more like a giggle. Is it a giggle or a laugh? I'm not sure.
I don't know.
What
it's
is?
Just a cute. It's cute. It's cute. That's what I got to say. It's cute. I don't know if it's a giggle or a laugh. It's a cute. It's cute, whatever it is.
Oh, thank you. I've heard that before. Okay, I have to perfect it.
Okay, yeah. Patent that shit. Get you a little machine, walk around with it, and you ain't got to laugh. You just have a machine does it for you.
Press you the know? Button.
Yeah, press that
oh
button.
My God. That's funny.
Even when the people ain't funny, you just press the button, make them feel like they funny.
Oh my God, that's horrible. And then when you laugh, we laugh along with you.
Right. Yeah. All right.
Wow.
All right. So keep it locked. Y'all know what it is. And keep it locked, Jazzy. We're gonna get into some more celebrity crush, some more music, with some more everything. On the Rise magazine release recap. We're going to get it going over here. On the Rise Radio, call us up 516-387-1296 with Rhyme Scheme, DJ Den, and Shogun. Y'all know what it is, baby. Shogun, what you got for us to play today?
Well, I got another caller on there. You want to go into something first before we bring that caller on?
Oh, let's bring a caller on there. Let's go. We want to talk some shit all day long.
All righty. So the caller we got is 940, the first three of your area code, 442. 940-442. You're on the air. What's
Callie,
up?
Hi, it's Callie Faye.
It's Callie Faye, Rhyme.
Callie Faye,
hey.
What up?
Nothing. Congratulations on your magazine release. It was amazing.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Did you see your smoking hot ad in there? The treacherous streets
yes.
of Detroit?
Yes, I've seen that.
So what did you think of it? Tell us.
It was amazing. I've seen the article, and I loved how it was set up. I love the layout. My favorite part of the magazine isn't about me, though. I love the cover to the magazine. It's just dope. It's just out there.
The cover, isn't that
dandy?
Is this a setup? She said she loved the cover. Is it a setup? Because who's on the cover?
I don't know.
You know who's on the cover. You know who's on that cover. You know who's on that cover.
It's a setup.
You know who's on that cover.
Rob Skin got nothing to do with it. Rob Skin was, you know, on vacation.
You have no room for vacation time. It's time to grind.
Hey,
I know. I never had no vacation.
Yeah. We was talking about that today.
I can't even eat lunch, you know, let alone get a vacation.
Right.
Guess
what
I'm
lunch?
Doing right now.
On vacation or eating lunch?
I heard you were barbecuing. That was the word on the street.
I'm barbecuing 2 lobster tails, 4 hamburgers, 2 sausages, and 3 corns.
I'll take the lobster tail and the corn.
Yeah.
What if they were beef sausages? Would you take them?
You know, I'm very partial to what it is because I don't know. You can't trust anything wrapped in a hot dog.
Hey, I guess so. I guess you're right.
You know, because I don't eat pork. Don't mess with it.
I don't eat pork either. Pork is not healthy for you.
That's why I don't mess with it. I haven't ate pork since 2002.
I'm over here burning myself. Hold on 1 second. I'm going to close this case and get back to talking to you guys. Because you guys are really important to me.
I feel special. Uh-huh. We're important. What the hell are you laughing at, Ronski? You're so giggly.
I'm laughing because you was laughing. You was over there giggling, man. I'm telling you, you got a celebrity crush. Oh,
hey,
get that London girl back on the phone. I'm going
to
get that London girl back on the phone for you.
That London, hey. Man, you already know, man. Them accents get me all the time. I hear them accents, man. I go fucking ballistic. Just talk to me, that's all. You ever heard that song? Mm-hmm. Come and talk to me. I really want to meet you. Come and
talk to me. I didn't know Bobby Womack sung a song. I thought I was Jodeci.
Oh, you a comedian, too. Hold up. Let me see. 702-573. You're back online as well with Cali Faye and Rhyme Schemes and Shogun. What up?
This guy.
There he goes. You hear that? Oh, I love it.
See? There we go. See? And that's Shogun. He want to hear that London accent. Before we get back into the London accent, Cali Faye, who is your celebrity crush?
Who is my celebrity crush? Let's think. Am I allowed to answer this question right now?
No. You're allowed to answer.
Please, inquiring minds want to know.
You know who my celebrity crush is?
Mm-mm.
It's either a Kardashian or Angelina Jolie.
Kardashian?
Oh.
Angelina
Jolie.
You
did it from a female perspective. I thought you were going to say from a guy perspective. I mean, for a guy, but... Any Kardashian?
And my male celebrity crush? Who would that be? Let's think. It's got to be somebody who is very empowered, who raps, who does other things.
Would you say who raps and does other things?
Yeah, it's got to
be
somebody who can speak different languages. Excuse me?
Okay.
That sound like Rhyme Scheme.
That's what I'm saying. That shit sound like you. go ahead, Rhyme Scheme. Celebrity crush. Ding, 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 ding.
Oh, boy.
You guys are silly. So how's the weather in Vegas today?
I haven't been outside yet. No, I'm saying it's probably like 80 degrees. It's nice and warm. It's about 80 degrees. Shogun was over there bragging about the weather in California. You know, which weather plus traffic equals hell. But you know,
I don't
complain about California.
I ain't never in the traffic unless I want to be in the traffic. You know what I'm saying? I'm sitting out back. You know, relaxed. doing the show, enjoying the cold one, you know, and talking to y'all beautiful people on the Rise Radio.
Wow. 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 So,
what part of California are you in, Shoga?
I live in Orange County, Buena Park.
Is that by, actually, I know where that's at. I'm from
by
San Jose.
San Jose? Oh, okay. San Jose's, that's northern. That's like up around SacTown.
Yeah.
I used to live in San Francisco. And
okay.
I used to hang out in Oakland at Lake Merritt and on High Street with the Bank Boys.
You know, I'm a little young for that information. I'm like 27, so I wouldn't even know who that is, to be honest
yeah,
with you.
hey, I understand. You're a little young, you know what I'm saying? You know, hey, you. Yeah. As a matter of fact, my oldest daughter's older than you.
How old is she?
Man, what?
30.
I think it's Shogun. So you're always showing your age, man. Everybody thought you were 36. Now you're giving it away. You're giving it up.
Hey.
What's going
you know,
on
hey,
with you? Giving it up, man.
I don't care if people think I'm, if they know I'm old, because I'm an old school man that has a young love. Man, don't
you
get
have
quiet
it.
On me. Don't get quiet on me.
So tell me about the event that you guys had that I couldn't make it to, the red carpet event, and I seen the pictures and I seen all you guys and it was really nice. So just tell me a little bit about it. Like, what time did you guys go home?
Go ahead. Well,
I went home. I went,
you went home
shortly
early.
After midnight.
Me?
I don't know what happened to my other business partners. You know, they were gone with the wind.
Hey, I'm going to tell you right now, that dude called Remy Martin had me going.
Wow.
I know you guys
had a good time. I was really jealous I couldn't make it.
Oh, yeah. Well, guess what?
You're going to make the next one. We're going to make sure of that.
Yes, for sure, for sure. I know a couple of my friends ordered the magazine. They're really impressed with it. I know two of my friends ordered it. I'm thinking about ordering it myself because I would like a hard copy of it just so I could sign it and have, you know, maybe Ryan will sign it for me and send it to me. I'll pay for it if I have to.
Rhymeskeens, we both got hard copies, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, Rhymeskeens will take care of you, you know what I'm saying? He'll get you
a
hard copy.
She want a Rhymeskeens hard copy. She don't
want
a Shogun hard copy.
She don't want no Shogun hard copy. She want a Rhymeskeens hard copy.
Y'all crazy, man. Y'all know what it is, baby. On the Rise Radio. Call us up 516-371-296. We got Callie Faye and we got the London girl on the line listening in. We talking about your celebrity crush right now. I said mine, they said theirs. Y'all call us up and tell you who your celebrity crush is.
We want
to
know.
Listen.
Hey, you haven't asked me who my celebrity crush is.
Well, I ain't trying to get you stabbed in the heart.
That's your mind wants to know. I can have a celebrity crush. I'm gonna tell you what you know what I like? I don't know what it is about. It might be her character. She probably is not like this, you know what I'm saying, in real life. But I like that character on Empire. I'm messing up with her name.
Taraji.
Oh man, I love the way. Yeah, I like that. I like her. You know what I'm saying. That's one. Then you know. I got to say that my other one would be Alyssa Milano, okay?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, and then...
Well, because you know her in real life. That's the thing about it. So
you ain't... Be quiet. You ain't supposed to tell people
comes
like...
out.
Huh?
I said, and the truth comes out.
You ain't supposed to tell people I know her. All right.
Oh, my bad. Ni habla inglés. No sabía nada. I didn't say nothing.
And let's see. There's a Latino one. Let me see. Who would it be in the Latino game? Got to think about that one because there's a few, you know, Latinos. You know what I'm saying? Then there's this one, I haven't really met her or got to know her, but she's from London. You know what I'm saying? She just got this voice that's so damn sexy. Ow! I want to go to London. I want to go see Big Ben and shit.
Oh my god. Hey Shogun, before you make us all blush and turn purple, why don't you drop us some music right now?
Alright, well, do I have any requests out there?
Man, any requests from our callers on the line?
I know I probably played way too much, but I love Cardi B.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. But hey, I tell you, how about this?
You got Lauryn Hill.
I don't have no Lauryn Hill with me. Let's see.
You got Sade? Sade?
Oh, boy. Oh, girl, you talking my shit. Sade. Man, oh, my God, girl. Hey, we got to go to a station identification break. Man, Sade.
Well, you know Sade's from London, so you know she had to represent her people, you know what I'm saying?
Man.
That's what she had to do.
And I sing a lot of her cover songs. I love Sade.
But you got to understand, Sade, man, I tell you, she can catch my, oh, my God. I love Sade. See, man.
That's what you gotta play. So next time, you gotta make sure you have Sweetest Taboo in the lineup. Okay, that's what you do, brother. So get us some music right now, Shogun, and we'll be back on the rise.
All right, man. London, don't go nowhere.
I'm not leaving. I promise.
All right. Boy, that London. We got London on the mic. All right, let's see what we got. Hey, how about some Island Flame?
Hello?
Do it.
Go ahead, tell them.
What's up, guys? This is DJ Dan.
Bring the song in.
This is Island Flame.
Can I take you on a ride?
Let me take you on a ride now. Take a time out, you will find out. This is just another party, we bring in the vibe. City lock was full time with you on the ranch. Just jump in at the spaceship and then we make it fly. Sky high, high. That we're gonna have our time.
Can I take you on a ride? Take you on a ride, lift it up now. Everything turn up, free up now, live it up.
I fell in love the first time I heard that patois. When I come through, they feeling me like a shot die. They can't step in the game with young skin, cause I'm in the party bringing the fire, you know my team. Dímame, y mamita bailando a controla. Me dice que le gusta reggaeton y no soca. No soy soltera, so podemos solo ser amigos. Digo, keep on the launching and dance floor. Yo que te sigo, yeah. And my rude boys run the set, cause they came right back cause they was holding the stack. Cause they be living like that, cause we be living for real. I'm out in France with my niggas, then we chasing the meal. Cause we came from up north when we came to get down. The party so fire, I'm loving and her style underground when we come with the sound up on the track. We break a much fire, so how real is that?
Moviendo el punani con su cara inocente. Y tú sabes que ganaste el dancehall ayer. Allí en el baile, bebé, cuando yo te miré por allí en el reggae. Me gustó como mueve tu cuerpo así, baguiel. Yeah. Y mueve tu cadera. Si
y baila lo normal.
Yo no vine a mirar, yo vine a acompañarte. Como tu rey, ya tú sabes, bebé, que después de esta noche vas a ser mi reina. Mira, mira señorita, acércate. Mira señorita, rózame, descontrólate. Y chócame como el fin de semana debe de ser. Let's live it up, take your bum bum. Get living it up, get living it up.
I got that fire, fire, temperature higher. Let me take you on a ride. Live it up now. Can I take you on a ride?
Turn it up, turn it up, turn it up, turn it up, turn it up.
Do you feel the vibe?
Bread him up, bread him up, bread him up, bread him up, bread him up.
I got that fire, fire, temperature higher. Let me take you on a ride. Live it up now. Everything turn up, free up now. Live it up.
Y'all back, man, as I do so well. Wasn't nothing like that, man. It wasn't nothing like that first time. She was in my math class, long hair, brown skin with a fat ass. Sat beside me, used to laugh, had mad jokes. The teacher always got mad, so we passed notes. It started off so innocent. She had a vibe and a nigga started digging it. I was a young and straight crushing, trying to play this shit cool. But a nigga couldn't wait to get to school. Cause when I seen them thighs on her and them hips on her and them lips on her, got me daydreaming, man, what? I'm thinking how she rides on it, if she sits on it, if she licks on it, make it hard for me to stand up. As time goes by, attraction's getting deepened. Wet dreaming, thinking that I'm smashing, but I'm sleeping. I want it bad, and I ain't never been obsessed before. She wrote a note that said you ever had sex before. Damn, and I ain't ever did this before, no. 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 I had sex before, knowing I was frontin'. I said I'm like a pro, baby, knowing I was stuntin'. But if I told the truth, I knew that I'd get played out, son. Hadn't been in pussy since the day I came out one. But she don't know that, so she done wrote back and told me, oh, you a pro, homie? Well, I want you to show me. My mama gone for the weekend, so Saturday, baby, we can get the freakin'. That's when my heart start racing and my body start sweating. Baby, you done woke my little man up. I'm thinking how that body look naked when you layin' on the bed. Please don't make me stand up. I wrote back like, yeah, baby, sound like a plan. Still trying to play it cool, sound like the man. But I was scared to death, my nigga, my stomach turned. Talking shit, knowing damn well I was a virgin. Fuck. And I ain't ever did this before, no. And I ain't ever did this before, no. The bone for the first time. I'm hoping that she won't notice it's my first time. I'm hoping that my shit is big enough to fuck with. And most of all, I'm praying God don't let me bust quick. I'm watching pornos trying to teach us how to stroke, right? Practice putting condoms on, how it go, right? I'm in a crib now, nigga, palm sweating. With a pocket full of rubbers and an erection. That's when my hands start touching and her face start flushing. And a nigga roll over on top. And then she get my pants unbuckled and her hands start rubbing on me. Ooh, girl, don't stop. It's time for action. Pull out the condoms real smooth. Yeah, that's how I practice. But right before I put it in, she flinched and grabbed it and said, I wanna get something off my mental. I can tell you a pro, but baby, be gentle, cause I ain't ever did this before, no. And 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 I ain't ever did this before, no.
Did this before, no.
talking to me?
Wax on, wax off.
Attitude is the way you mentally look at the world around you.
My mom always said, life was like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get.
Go ahead. Make my day.
We keep it real on America's Youth.
Real on America's Youth. And hey, we just got a Flame by Rhymesteam. And then we had Wet Dreams by J. Cole. All right, we back. What's up?
On the Rise Radio, you know your boy Sugar was having wet dreams and stuff like that. That's why he put that song on. So, you know,
hey, I had to put it
on. I know, shameless plug. I get it.
Nah, okay.
Y'all know what it is, baby. On the Rise Radio. Call us up 516-387-1296. You know what I'm saying? Tune in also later on today on WBKE Media app. We're going to be streaming our show live on the Rise Radio as well as iHeartRadio tomorrow and also 98.2 The Beat. Y'all can catch this show. Y'all know what it is, baby. StreetNoseRecords@gmail.com, on the Rise Radio 12@gmail.com. Hit us up to submit your music as well as commercials, advertisements, and everything else. And you also can talk to Shogun if you want to. So,
yeah.
Shogun.
Yeah. We can
celebrity
talk.
Host. Celebrity crush. So we got any
track.
More callers that want to talk about his celebrity crush?
I got London on this track. No.
DJ London on the beat.
we got Cali Faye still there. Hey, what's up?
Woo woo. Oh, hello. So right, let me tell you, Shogun, you were a little bit biased earlier with Cali Faye. You're going to ask her some questions from 1945. Now,
hey.
about Oakland and San Francisco area. Now, she did grow up in Detroit, Michigan. So,
okay.
Ask her something about Detroit old school.
Grow up in Detroit, Michigan. I grew up in California, and when I turned 18, I went to Michigan and lived there for 9 years and survived there with no family and $10 in my pocket and a week's worth of clothes, and wrote a book about it. And that's what my book, Cali Faye, Cali Girl, How Did You Make It in the Treacherous Streets of Detroit, is about. That's what my book is about.
Well, you kind of grew up there, because that 9 years would make you grow.
Yeah, my adult life. Yeah, my adult experiences were there for sure.
All right, talk a little bit more about the books. So talk a little bit about the books since you're on that subject.
Okay. So the book is almost done being published through Page Publishing, the biggest publishers in New York. And right now we are in the printing of the book. So it's going to take a while. It's going to be on Amazon, iTunes, and audio. It's going to be in Barnes & Noble nationwide in 25,000 stores.
That's good.
Let me hold some, Callie. So let me hold some money. I know you're about to be rich and all, you know. I'm going to get a commissary note going on. You know
10% goes to the church. You know 10% goes to the church.
All right. So, hey, Cali Faye, give us your plugs and everything like that. Let everybody know how they can get in touch.
Everybody can contact me through Facebook. Right now, I use Facebook more than I use Instagram. I feel like I'm helping Facebook come back. I have 5,000 viewers on Facebook on one of my accounts. In my other account, I have a couple thousand viewers. So you can contact me at Cali Faye or Tiana Jones, T-I-A-N-N-A, last name Jones. And the book is about to drop soon. Christmas time, it's all, you know, going to be on the shelf. You can walk into any Barnes & Noble nationwide, in any state, and go get the book off the shelf this Christmas.
That's good. All right. Thank you.
I know what I'm getting for Christmas.
I know what
Let's
I want
talk
for
about
Christmas.
That song. Did you guys see I just put out a song too that you guys can get on iTunes next weekend for $1 a song, and it's called I'm gonna show you what the hustle did. And I know Rhyme, he checked out the song.
Oh, okay.
So maybe he can play it on the radio right now. Can you play it for me?
If I was in the studio, I'm actually remote today. If I was in the studio, I'll hook you up. So when I get to the studio on Saturday in California, I'm going to hook you up.
Yeah, we
can
do it.
What about Shogun?
Right,
can Shogun's on my Facebook? He's a Facebook friend. Can he play it on the radio right now? Can we give him a piece of that?
I'd have to load it up and basically have to be off the system to do it. And I'm sitting in my backyard and my big pool and stuff like that, checking everything out with my giraffe.
Okay, so you're just chilling. You're relaxing.
Yeah, I got a
fucking giraffe.
The reason why I said that, because Ronsky's always talk about my giraffe and my pool and shit that I got. So I had to throw that shit out there.
You better explain what that means, because viewers might not know what the giraffe means.
What does the giraffe mean?
I don't know. That's what I'm saying. You're saying you're laying in front of your pool with your giraffe out. You know, people don't know what that means.
Oh, my gosh.
You better explain it to them. You better explain to them. That's a blow-up. That's a blow-up pool thing or something, because people are going to start calling in all crazy. You're going to get them women and saying, I'm single. I'm 37. I got 3 kids.
Looking for nobody wants all that. They got all that. I got enough kids. I got 6. Man. I'm done. Hold up. What you say, London? Say that again.
Oh my God, he went Barry White on you.
No, I'm laughing. It's so funny because I said no. He just means he's got a very large animal in the backyard.
It's a very large animal. It's a giraffe.
Yeah. He does live at the Neverland Ranch. I'm going to let y'all know. I'm going to invite y'all over his house one day at barbecue. We're going to sneak over there and catch him. They won't put the animals away.
Oh, my God.
I'll make sure my rot's at the front door, the Rottweiler.
Oh, my God. Giraffe.
You like that giraffe?
I know what it is, baby. On the Rise Radio with Michael Jackson and Neverland Ranch. Neverland Ranch. Tune in, you're going to talk to the owner of Michael Jackson with Bubbles.
you bought this giraffe. Is that what it is? Is that what you did? You bought this giraffe.
Tell them why I got a giraffe, Ryan.
Oh, my God.
I'm trying to tell you. I'm telling you. I seen his son the other day walking down the street walking a giraffe. I almost pissed my pants.
No, I saw that one day. He had a pigeon on a leash. I saw that before, and I was in West Hollywood. And I said, is that a pigeon? He had a pigeon on a leash.
Oh, my God.
That's weird.
Walking a
Isn't
pigeon.
Is that crazy?
Yeah, that's kind of scary.
It was hilarious.
Yeah. Dude, walking a pigeon. Oh my God. I'd have seen that and heard it all.
Right, right. Pigeon. Hey, I got everybody on the line. Let me see. Hey, let's see if Dallas is there, because I know he had a situation where he's wind blowing. Hey, Dallas, we're going to see if we can bring you back in. 951-489. Let's go. Let's see if we got him on there. Dallas, are you in the house?
Yeah, I'm here. Come on, Dallas. Y'all trying to make fun of me.
What the hell? He sound like he's in outer space and shit.
I hear him in outer space. I'm in LA. What did he just say?
Oh, shit. Man, I don't look offline with that one. Hey, but let's see. I got in the area. Let's see, the first three of your area code, first three of your numbers, 704-560. Let's see who we got here. 704-560.
Hey, yo, this is Tracy Morgan. Man, what y'all talking about giraffes and stuff, man? Yeah. Man, I don't have my giraffe out there. They call the cops on me. They didn't want to see it.
So how you doing, Tracy?
Man, I'm doing good, man. You know, I'm just enjoying the show, man, you know, especially when you did your closing bit. All right, you know, this is some guy named Jay. Of course. I was a little off with the Tracy Morgan today. So we talking about giraffes? That's the topic, giraffes.
Giraffes.
No, man. Yo, giraffes. Man. The topic is just who is your celebrity crush? But on top of that, Shogun does have a giraffe there. I think it live in West Safari Africa somewhere in the middle of Orange County. We don't understand, but on top of that, celebrity crush. Who's your celebrity crush?
Now, before I talk about my celebrity crush, I just want to ask, now, I came in a little late. Now, is giraffe like some kind of new, like drug or something people doing or something in their pools and stuff? What is the giraffe? Like, how do you get it? Like, what is...
That resides in Africa. He has one living in Orange County at his house.
He says my giraffe
like
in
a
the
giraffe.
Backyard.
Oh, I thought it was some kind of metaphor y'all was speaking of. Like, oh, man, you know, got to get up on
a
giraffe.
He has a giraffe. I'm telling you, y'all ever seen the Neverland Ranch they showed on TV? This dude has hot tubs, pools. He got girls serving up d'oeuvres and freaking, what you call that? What you got? Caviar plates and stuff like that, and all types of trampolines. You got like 45 PlayStations, and I'm like, man. And everybody wonder why I stay there all day when I go over there.
Dang.
I'm reliving my childhood in Neverland. Right?
Oh man,
man, I want to go to there.
You gonna make people think I got money?
Hey.
Yeah. Yeah, so just some guy named Jay Obama and Tracy Morgan all in one. Who is your celebrity crush? Besides
Michelle
Obama.
Let's see, Michelle, she's always been my celebrity crush. I'm a little off today. one of my celebrity crushes is I like slept on women. I used to have a thing for Kelly Rowland. I thought Kelly Rowland was finer than Beyonce, you know, coming up. Kelly.
They're both beautiful women. But
yes.
No, that's a hard one. You're talking about Beyonce.
When they was coming up, I mean, Beyonce is dope, fine as hell now, but I'm talking about when they was just Destiny Child coming up and they didn't kick out them two girls, the LaToya Luckett's and all, they didn't kick them out the group yet. Kelly Rowland, I thought she was the finest one, you know, back then, you know. Well, I can't even say that. They were kids, wasn't they? Oh, shit. Never mind. What, 18 or something? I was young with damn self. We're about the same age. Fuck it. Fuck it. Let's see. What else? Who else was I feeling? Holly Berry's always a classic old school one. But, you know, now she's old and crazy now. Like the women I used to date.
Go back.
Am I doing it wrong? I'm saying the wrong women.
No.
Okay.
I'm laughing because he said, yeah, she's an old school lady like the girls I used to date. Shameless plug right there. Shameless plug. I ain't going to say nothing. I'm going to let you take that role.
I said old and crazy, but I guess both of them fit there, though.
This nigga crazy.
Let's see. Who else? I'm drawing a blank, but I know if I just scroll through YouTube, I'm going to say, oh, yeah, I remember her. I used to fuck with that, too. Shoot, man, who are the celebrities now? Now celebrities ain't... It's like I don't know. It's like we got the same... people of other races. Like, they have a new it girl, like, every couple of months. But, like, you know, in the black community, it seems like we got an it girl, like, every 4 years. Like, we wait till she get 40 before we get a new it girl. am I the only one that's seeing this?
No, I understand. I mean, it's always an it girl. It's always an it girl going on, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, it's all about that, you know, the publicity and what they want. Who they want
exactly.
To be hot
at the time. Well, whoever got the fattest ass right now, that's who my new celebrity crush is. So whoever that, whoever the fat booty chick is this week, that's mine.
In other words, you're saying whoever got the biggest Botox work.
Yeah, except for Kim Kardashian, not that one. But because we see too much of her. I mean, her booty everywhere. It's like it's time for some new booty. Yeah.
I don't like
played out.
I don't like booties that big. That's a little too big.
Hold on, man. I'm not about to let y'all throw Kim Kardashian out the window. Because I know both of y'all Negroes, if y'all fuck Kim Kardashian, y'all niggas going to choke.
No, I
choke that booty.
Hey, how long have you known me, Ryan Schemes? You already know I'm particular, man. You already know Kardashian ain't got nothing coming.
Man, I tell you what. I'm gonna be real with my inner Reggie Bush, my inner Kanye, my inner whoever else you fuck with.
I've been around the block.
She's still fine. Hey, you know, I know y'all got giraffes and everything, but I have no problem with being. Nah, let me stop. Hold the Rhymes Radio, baby. 516-371-2296. Call us up right now. Nigga Shogun and Obama got me over here choking. Because
we got Callie Faye still on here. Callie Faye, you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
All right.
Oh,
hey,
I thought she hung up. Like, y'all talking about giraffes? Fuck that. We talking about giraffes and shit.
London done hung up. London didn't want to hear no more giraffe talk. But I was checking out Callie Faye, your little poster on Facebook. This little poster you got there.
Of the book cover,
yeah,
yes, yeah, it's pretty nice. It's the background of the city of Detroit, and then my face is in it, and it's, you know, shadow of my face, pretty tight.
Yeah, that was a nice. It's a nice little post, you know.
Thank you.
Yeah. Well, you got On the Rise Radio. Anything else we want to get on there?
I'm sorry, I can't hear you.
No, I know there's background, but I'm going to say this is On the Rise Radio. We on the phone talking about celebrity crushes. We're going to get into some more music. Let's get into some of this Drake. All right, y'all like Drake? Let's do some Drake on here.
Yeah. Oh, man. Oh, man. Oh, man. Not again. Yeah, I learned a game from William Wesley. You can never check me. Back to back for the niggas that didn't get the message. Back to back like I'm on the cover of Lethal Weapon. Back to back like I'm Jordan 96, 97. Whoa, very important and very pretentious. When I look back, I might be mad that I gave this attention. Yeah, but it's weighing heavy on my conscience. Yeah, and fuck you left the boy no options. I wanna see my niggas go insane. You gon' make me step out of my fucking frame. You gon' make me buy bottles for Charlemagne. You gon' make me go out of my fucking way. I waited 4 days, nigga, where y'all at? I drove here in a rave playing ARF. I'm not sure what it was that really made y'all mad, but I guess this is what I gotta do to make y'all rap. I mean, oh, can't fool the city, man, they know what's up. Second floor of Tootsie's getting shoulder rubs. This for y'all to think that I don't write enough. They just mad cause I got the Midas touch. You love her, then you gotta get a world tour. Is that a world tour or your girl's tour? I know that you gotta be a thug for her. This ain't what she meant when she told you to open up more. Yeah, trigger fingers turn to Twitter fingers. Yeah, you getting body by a singing nigga. I'm not the type of nigga that'll type of niggas. And shout to all my boss bitches, wife and niggas. Make sure you hit them with the prenup. Then tell that man to ease up. I did another one, I did another one. You still ain't did shit about the other one. Got the drink in me going back to back. Yeah, going back to back. I got the drink in me going back to back. Yeah, I'm going back to back. I don't wanna hear about this ever again. Not even when she tell him that they better as friends. Not even when you're saying Drizzy, tell him again. I've been putting on the show, it was a sellout event. Oh, Junie better see it. I didn't want to do it, gave me every reason. The point I'm trying to make is I don't ever need them. Seen what you do for fame or what you do for freedom, please. Check them for a while or an earpiece, please. Please do not let these niggas nail me, please. Think before you come for the great one, please. Who's a real nigga and who ain't one, please. Somebody stop me. I'm talking Bossy and Guanajuato. I got the fest in 5 days and it's my shit. Soon as a nigga hit the stage, they gon' ask if I can play the shit back to back. Yeah, they want it back to back. They gon' ask if I can play the shit back to back. I took a break from views, now it's back to that nigga. You ever just look around
See all your niggas. See all my niggas. Hey, hey. Jump to the left and the right. See all my niggas. Same niggas that I started with. All my niggas. Crazy, no discussion. I'ma pop another bottle, take another nigga bitch to the crib like it's nothing. Oh, them boys got cars, oh, them boys got cash, oh, them boys stay stunned. Oh, them boys stay hating, they don't want it, they don't want it, they don't want it, no. What you know about? Buying champagne, just pour it out. Nigga, pull up in the car, you don't know about. What you know about? Young nigga getting moolah.
Named Jay would do. I mean, we was listening on his show the other day, and he did that commercial about I forgot what it was, but that was his voice, and I know it was his voice. If he's still on the line, man, I gotta have him talk about that, man. But
he's not on the line no more, right?
Oh man, that shit was funny as hell, man. He's like, "Girl, you gotta get some of that," and I was cracking up, and I knew that was his voice.
Right,
it was funny as hell, man. But y'all know it is, baby. On the Rise Radio. Call us up 516-387-1296. Tune in later on the WBKE Media app. You can download on your smartphone, your iPhone, as well as your Android WBKE Media app, and chime in to On the Rise Radio Station. It's spinning nothing but the hottest indie and mainstream music, baby, 24 hours a day. Y'all know what it is, baby.
Yep,
shout out to everybody that was in the On the Rise magazine. What's up, Shogun?
No, I was also hear it on TuneIn, and it will be on iHeartRadio at the same time, too.
Y'all heard that. TuneIn and iHeartRadio. So all that celebrity crush and big booty girls, y'all going to hear that later. And the Luke dancers and all that, y'all going to hear that later on. You know what I'm saying?
That's right. That's right.
Man, I haven't heard from DJ Den. I need to get a word from the 8-year-old prodigy. I want to call him 7 again.
All right, let's see if we can get DJ Den on the line. While I'm getting DJ Den on the line, you go ahead and tell people about the next issue of magazine and everything like that. See if we can know where they can get the magazine at right now. I'll be right there with DJ Den.
Yeah, well, the magazine right now is available worldwide on MadCloud. You type in On the Rise magazine. You know, definitely got featured some of the hottest people in there. We got Callie Faye, we got Queen G, we got Vincent Ward from The Walking Dead. We have Skylar Darren, a young author out here in Las Vegas, Nevada. We have Keithan Pope, another model. We have DJ Thump from 88.1, old school out here in Vegas. We have Rhyme Schemes on the cover, which is myself. We have Sean Marshall as well on there, another actor, comedian extraordinaire. And we have a lot of flavor in the magazine. The magazine is definitely, you know, about urban culture, about people who's on the rise and people who are trying to make something of their career and get to that next level. There's plenty of platforms for people who already got to their pivot, you know, the pivotal part of their career, but it's also need something for people who are actually on that uprise, on that climb, and that's what On the Rise magazine is about. The next issue is coming out in January. This is a quarterly magazine, so January the next issue will be dropping, and pretty much, we got some people reaching out to us, but we got a person in mind we've been talking to. If y'all remember South Central Cartel over here in California, we got Havoc. You know, one of the pioneers of hip-hop over here on the West Coast from South Central Cartel. He's definitely maybe the next cover. So, you know, definitely reach out to us right now early. But, you know, definitely maybe South Central Cartel will be on the cover. And this guy goes all over the world. He's been rocking with some of the best, some of the legends in the game. So y'all definitely want to get on the Rise magazine because it's definitely growing. I mean, we have people everywhere. We got people all in it. You know what I mean?
Yep.
So what's up, DJ Den? You back?
Yep. What's up, guys?
Man, so what's been going on, DJ Den? Talk to us.
Nothing much. I just been doing school, MMA, boxing, jiu-jitsu, and wrestling.
Oh, man. So, man, I heard you've been doing all types of stuff, man. I heard that your dad was trying to drive your giraffe. I heard about that. Your dad
what?
Was trying to... So, we heard Shogun was trying to ride on top of your giraffe that you got at Neverland Ranch. We heard about that. And, you know, we want to make sure we keep Shogun off the giraffe. You know, because that's your giraffe. And, tell him to stay off your trampoline. And, you know.
Go rip it.
But you've been doing what you call it, MMA? MMA or whatever? Fighting?
MMA. That's mixed martial arts. So you could do, on MMA, you could do, what's it called? Anything you want. You could do jiu-jitsu, wrestling, anything you want, and boxing. And then I'm doing wrestling, jiu-jitsu, too.
Man. So how do you balance all that with being a DJ? You know what I'm saying? Being part of the On the Rise brand, going to school, you know, and all your extracurricular activities. How do you manage all that?
I don't know how to do that.
You just make it happen?
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about, baby. So y'all... Everybody just tuning in. This is the 8-year-old prodigy, DJ Den. He's our DJ on our station. I mean, this kid, he's going to school. He's doing all these different activities. He's our DJ. And, you know, so there's no excuse for being on the rise. If an 8-year-old can outgrind y'all, y'all not grinding enough. You know what I mean? And he have a giraffe. So, I mean, on top of that, that's a lot of things going on. You know what I'm saying? Y'all know what it is, baby. On the Rise Radio, 516-371-296, Rhyme Scheme, DJ Den, and Shogun. You know, we're spinning that music, and today's show is about our celebrity crush. Now, DJ Den, I know you kind of young, but do you have a celebrity crush?
No.
So there's no pretty girls on TV, you know, like that you think are pretty, or girls are still, gooey to you?
No.
What about Casey Undercover? You think she's a pretty girl?
No.
Oh, man. So what's Shogun at? Oh, let me ask, what's Shogun at?
Peace out.
Shogun.
All right, that was DJ Den. All right, and hey, you know what? Let's, buddy, because we're going to, I tell you what, we're going to end it with a DJ Den mix.
Let's do it.
Got any shots out? You tell everybody everything?
You can definitely check out On the Rise magazine. It's available worldwide. And definitely shout out to everybody who came out to the On the Rise release party in Las Vegas at the Urban Lounge. We definitely appreciate you. You know, the event was pumping. It was all good, man. So definitely check us out. Hit us up at ontheriseradio12@gmail.com. Submit your music. And also get in touch with us. That's why we do it.
All right. This is DJ Den. This is him and his mix. DJ Den, 8-year-old prodigy. Let's go. Y'all have a good one. And, hey, make sure you check us out later today on our radio station, On the Rise Radio at WBTA Media app. Download it so you can stay with us. Peace.
I know you're going to dig this.
Regulators. You regulate any stealing of his property. We're damn good, too. But you can't be any geek off the street. Gotta be handy with the steel, if you know what I mean. Earn your keep.
Regulators! Mount up.
It was a clear black night, a clear white moon. Warren G was on the streets, trying to consume some skirts for the E, so I can get some phones. Rolling in my ride, chilling all alone.
Just hit the east side of the LBC, on a mission trying to find Mr. Warren G. Seen a car full of girls, ain't no need to tweak. All of you search, know what's up with 213. So I'm gonna be
on this one and live with some brothers shooting dice. So I saw a little bit of such a stuff to rock.
Your DJ has only just begun.
Okay. Yeah, all right. Yeah, I got it.
Cause you don't care now what's up.
Nobody else can make you feel like this. Got a mama, you ain't never seen a feel like this. Young mommy got a girl, but she still like dick. I'm a dog, it might be. Said it been a while, but it still might be. Hit the sound of the rubber when it feel like this. Pull around, she ain't never seen a wheel like this. You ain't never seen these. Pain on the whipple of 3D. Sound so sick as the BGs. Make a meal up in that no CDs. Damn, these niggas can't see me. Gas on deck, BP. Run up in your crib, BD. Cause they don't really know who we be. Cause they don't really know, they don't really know. I can show them something that was seen in the fall. Going up your spot, Maryland alone. Like what happened to the cops that was seen in the slow. And I'm back on the coast, back in the coast. Get rid of the niggas, so you asking them over. What you asking me for? Bang in the coast. Mashing it on like I had it before. You ain't never seen me. You ain't never seen me before. You ain't never seen me. You ain't never seen me before. You ain't never seen me. You ain't never seen me before. You ain't never seen me. You ain't never seen me before. Oh,
another episode of On the Rise Radio. Tune in next week and we'll be back with more. And you be safe out there. And don't forget, StreetNotesRecords@gmail.com, okay? Get in touch with us. We'll be here for you.